This is already the third day of the Sesshin. You are ascending the peak. You must not be careless. This can be a steep and difficult time for you. But tomorrow you will already be over the peak and descending. The rest of Sesshin will pass before you know it. Please do not be careless. Don't take the lid off the rice cooker while it's still building up steam. Maintain your practice and be steadfast. Before you started Sesshin, you probably had various ideas and predictions about how the Sesshin would be. I hope that you'll continue to strengthen your commitment. There may be times for some of you when you wish that the time would pass a little faster so that you could get up. Sitting here, legs in pain, no time for yourself. That means no time to pick and choose what you're going to do. This may be practically the opposite from your usual chosen lifestyle. You may at times find that Sesshin is less than entertaining, and you might even feel bored. You could even reach the point at times where you question the value of sitting at all, but more likely you continue to feel that there's something useful in doing Zazen, but you're not sure that you can continue in a strong way. You're not sure it's for you right now. Some of you do go through times when you're feeling restless and maybe even irritated. That is a stage. You will get through it. Just look at what you're able to do here. Now, just now, I am breathing this one breath. What a blessing it is, this practice of being one, honestly and wholeheartedly one, with this breath. Just this, nothing else. It's remarkable. The other day I watched as some of the people came to worship and pray together in celebration of Kanon Day. Some people were looking lonesome and weary. Some people appeared to be bothered or preoccupied by something as they came into the temple. Some people even appeared somehow lifeless, dispirited. When we had assembled and chanted in worship, I talked about the breath, the fact that each of us is alive and able to breathe this breath. I asked everyone to consider what it would be like not to be able to take this next breath. I asked them to hold their breath. For some people, my request just completely failed to register at all. Others tried the experiment, discovering that they couldn't bear to hold their breath for any time at all. I hope that some people were moved, even to some extent, to appreciate the fact of this breath. How about you yourself? Is it clear to you the miracle of breathing this breath? I think the wonder of the breath is worthy of your consideration too. All of you who have determined to sit this Sesshin. Of course, we usually take the breath for granted, and most people rarely even notice that they're taking it for granted. Absorbed in self, we fail to see self. Self. What is the self that breathes this breath? Or who is breathing this breath? Some of you will be tempted to answer, "I am breathing," and leave it at that. I, when you go to sleep, at last, after lamenting about your sore knee, as you sleep, do you will yourself to breathe? Inhale now. Okay, exhale now. Of course not. You only have the illusion that there's somebody in control that you call me. Who is breathing? I am breathing. Who are you? Who is breathing this breath? On Kanon Sama Day, I talked about how it's not so easy to dispose of that question. You certainly know that for yourself. I think you have to look into, everyone has to look into the conventional view of yourself, because that I, me, mind that is held up with such self-importance is of absolutely no benefit to you. Before the discriminating functioning of mind, there is the genuine one. The genuine one who accepts utter responsibility, who does what needs to be done. Who is breathing this breath? Or how is it that you are protected so perfectly? Who, or what, or when, or where is your sanctuary, your guardian, truth? Truth is limitless, beyond duality, beyond dualities like inside, outside. You won't meet with truth or answer your question by searching restlessly, dualistically. You must become this breath. The fathomless universe is this one breath, and you can meet with the one who nurtures. You can meet with the one who breathes this breath. Someone who was able to meet with the nurturing self had this to say. What I had imagined to be, turned out not to be, not to exist. At the very time when that which I could not have imagined showed itself to be. Well, I am breathing. That I which takes the world for granted, the swaggering and strutting I which is easily irritated when things don't go my way, that I benefits no one. Because that person that you imagine to be does not exist. How long will you continue to cling to a phantom? Our human wits fool us into believing that there is a permanent, independently existing self. But you do not have to let your wits get the best of you. How to cut through your wits? Maintain focus in the tanden. Centered in your belly, where is there any elusive self? Question yourself. Who is breathing this breath? Question yourself by being one with the breath. Questioning yourself in your head will not work. Become one with the breath. The question and the answer are in the doing. There is only this one breath. No inside, no outside. If you're counting the breath, pour yourself so wholly into this breath, so wholly that there are no cracks. Breath samadhi. Just one with the breath. no separation. Or just sitting. I want you to practice just sitting so completely there are no cracks. Where is there any room for an I, me, mine to emerge? Please ask yourself now, are you practicing as I've asked you to practice? Your practice may be the muji or the sound of one hand or some other koan. All are ultimately one and the same. Each of you has a practice that is just right for you. And that practice is all you need to do. There is no room anywhere for self-cherishing to arise. What I thought is never has been. What is beyond thought has revealed itself to me. Selfless, true self. Mystery. Beyond thought. How intimate. How trustworthy. How kind. But whatever adjective you use cannot begin to describe your true face. From every standpoint, you are, in truth, perfect from the start. You're sitting here, and you obviously have a deep connection with true Dharma. You too will come to realize the reality of selflessness. Me, I am seeing, I am hearing, I am eating. That me, I, is the seed of your pain. This versus that separation, me, not you. The illusion of duality causes behavior which harms. My things, how foolish the idea. You're being pulled and jerked around by false notions. Because of our perverted view, upside-down perception, we fail to see our inherent Buddha nature. You are climbing Treasure Mountain. We are all climbing Treasure Mountain. This mountain is eternal. It fills the cosmos. Step by step, all being is perfectly intertwined. Step by step, the mountain is great, deep, calm. Climb and realize the majesty, the immensity, the calm. That is self-recognition. No matter what occurs, this treasure mountain cannot be harmed. Dayunursama often said, even if an atomic bomb exploded, I wouldn't be harmed in the least. He was not condoning nuclear arms. He was pointing out the absolute safety and peace, which is your original self, your own state of deep calm. Please do not pick up on it the wrong way. We so readily judge and limit ourselves through our inability to let go of discriminating mind. Judging, you catch the ball and run with it in your head so that the right hand is stabbing at the left. We're forever cutting at ourselves. So there appears to be disharmony. And the basis for that apparent disharmony is an idea that you've held and strengthened for countless lifetimes. Who is holding on for dear life to a notion of separateness? Who is being pulled this way and that by a baseless notion? Who? You must recognize in absolute certainty that we're talking about you. and you are here asking how to get free. Everything is just fine. You can continue your practice without worries. Your true self is perfect, like unto vast space, endless blue skies with nothing wanting, nothing superfluous. You are here, able to hear, believe, receive truth. So where will you place your trust? Upon what will you rely? Defending a notion of separation is hurtful. Putting me first, you are so bound, so unfree. So how long do you tend to rely on a perverted view? We chant, "My past evil karma has greatly accumulated, indeed being the cause and condition of obstacles to my practice of the way." In order to erase the transgressions born of self-cherishing, we declare, we purify our non-virtue, repentance, declaring non-virtue. Before you take the precepts, you declare and purify past harmful acts. You must leave self-cherishing at the door if you wish to be intimate with the genuine master of the house. With enlightenment, you will become just like the enlightened beings of old. Quietly explore this truth, the truth that sentient beings and Buddha are not two. Quietly explore this truth, as this is the exact transmission of a verified Buddha. Sentient beings and Buddha are not two. You needn't hesitate to know yourself, to be all that you inherently are. You must become aware of the blessing of this one single breath, aware of this instant which includes all being. This instant, your time to awaken will arrive. Your practice is to do just this one tante, this one whole oneness doing. Be a fool. Do just this one thing. Whatever arises, that's fine. Neither cling to it nor reject it. Stay centered, absolutely, in your tanden. How eagerly your genuine self is waiting for you, and waiting, and waiting. If you desire to meet clearly with the genuine self, just become this. You are right where it's at, rest assured. Just one branch, the old plum tree. Everything is this one branch. This old plum tree weathers years and months and days. It's blown in the wild spring wind. It's watered by heaven's rain. Receiving the compassion of all the universe, it stretches itself through the universe. This old plum tree. Old speaks not of age, but of intimacy, kindness. The person who points out to you the most important matter, you call Roshi, right? It's not just old man. I cannot allow you to look away from the one important thing. It is not okay to look off. You lose touch. Whenever I see you try to cling, whatever I see you try to cling to, I'll take it from you. The genuine is old. The old plum tree, just one branch. Be the one branch, not two. No confusion, no this and that. Just this oneness. Unbroken by clinging to thoughts. Please learn to treasure the one great interconnected being. You're still treasuring something contrived, but have no fear. The genuine patiently awaits you. Just one branch, the old plum tree. The genuine is right here, now, no matter what, nowhere else. Before you even call out to it, the genuine is right here supporting you. Even in times of darkness, the light is with you. How bright it will reveal itself to you as you step out of the darkness. You wouldn't be satisfied to spend this entire lifetime caught up in the waves. I cry, I get angry, I laugh up and down and up and down. Because you know better. With courage, let go. Cut through conventional discriminating mind. Cast off I, me, mine. You hold the key in your hand. If you're counting the breath, just count. With no complaints and no objections. If you're following the breath, be this breath. If you're doing mu, how could you not know the way? How could you wander? Just mu, so clear. Climb step by step, this one step. There may be times when you're tempted to feel, I can't keep going, I can't continue to go any higher. Well, it's my job to help you there, to climb on. It's no mean task, is it? Let's just do it. Just carry through. Please don't become discouraged. Without the bitter cold that bites the bones, how could the plum blossom delight you with her fragrance? Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.